And welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke, filling in for Lori Walsh. Vietnam veteran Ed McGaugh addressed the crowd at Crazy Horse Mountain this summer during one of SDPB's special screenings of The Vietnam War, a new documentary series by Ken Burns that premieres next month on SDPB-TV. On Friday, McGaugh died at his home in Hill City at the age of 81. A United States Marine, McGaugh served in the Korean War, as well as flying 110 combat missions in Vietnam. He launched his writing career with the 1990 classic Mother Earth Spirituality. McGaugh was also a member of the Oglala Sioux tribe. At the Custer screening of the Vietnam War, Ed McGaugh took time to visit with SDPB's Andrew Bork and Josh Kapler. We present that conversation again today as we remember Ed McGaugh.
I'm a former Marine major, a captain in the Marine Corps, when I was flying the F-4 Phantom in Vietnam. I had volunteered for that tour. Congressman Ben Rifle wanted me to go to law school, and I was supposed to attend in 66, but I just couldn't do it. I couldn't be a Pat Robertson and have my, and not be, I was being trained in the Phantom and we needed them, and I just put my law school off for a year, and I was 8 days out of the cockpit and I was sitting in law school. I had missed freshman week, but Dean Scarlett, he understood. And he put me on summer school and he gave me a lighter load because of where I come from. When I was much younger, I joined the Marines at 17 and I volunteered for a combat tour in Korea. And I came back with division and went to college at South Dakota State for a year and then St. John's University. My senior year, I wanted to fly. And a little boy, Joe Foss, Grumman Wildcat, Grumman Hellcat. My brother was a Marine in World War II. And it would be my dream to be a fighter pilot. I never thought I'd be one. And lo and behold, I went back in and they sent me to OCS. And here I wound up flying the F-4 Phantom. What a change from being a little Indian boy born on a reservation. Pine Ridge Reservation, and I was fortunate, though, I went to a regular high school, Rapid City, South Dakota, and I got a decent education to go on to college. A lot of the boarding schools do not prepare you for college. They are getting much better now, but back in my day, we did not have school boards, and 9 months a year in a boarding school, and they did not give you academics, so I was very fortunate that my family moved to Rapid City. Today I talked at Crazy Horse Mountain, and mainly I wanted to bring across that we Indian people, we Indian soldiers and Marines mainly, we go in the airborne and we go in the Marine Corps as our preference generally. When we came back, 67, the anti-war effort was in full going on, and many of the non-Indian Marines and sailors and servicemen were insulted. And they were insulted in airports and various places. We Indian Sioux people, we were honored when we came back to our reservations. We were awarded an eagle feather. We had to speak at our congregations, especially at the annual Sundance. The Sundance was coming back strong. Sundance is simply a big prayer for 4 days, thanking Creator for all the Creator has given us. And it's a big event amongst in Sioux country. And so the veterans have to speak and they're awarded an eagle feather and they're honored. And this is very good for the psyche. A veteran coming back and rejected by his country or his tribe, it's hard on the mind, and people should never do that. I mean, the veterans don't start the wars. The veterans only fight the wars. That is just part of being a warrior. And although war is bad, but it seems like we don't start them, but we always wind up having to go into them. But when we're called upon, we're quite patriotic. All my brothers, five brothers all served in World War II or Korea. They all saw combat. And so it was only natural for me when I got of age that Of course, a lot of us join just simply for a job because there's not many jobs on the reservation. And there's always you have free room and board in the military, and it's a warrior place. And especially the Marines and the Airborne treat the Indian pretty darn well. They respect us. They know that we will take the point. Dangerous mission. If you're a pilot, we raise our right hand. So, but mainly I wanted to get across that do not condemn your soldiers and your Marines and sailors, Air Force. They didn't start the war. Being a Sioux Indian, people wonder, why are you people such good warriors? We all know about the Second World War and the Navajos code talkers. We had Sioux code talkers in the Army. It's just that the Marine Corps is a little bit better at publicity. We always laugh about that. But it's something inside of us that to be a warrior, we also, a lot of us are not of the dominant society religion. We are of the Sioux or the Native American, American Indian spirituality. And spirituality, you seem to be a little less afraid of death. Our God, our Creator is benevolent. So if we go to the spirit world, we don't really have the hell, the burning hell concept. We have no devils, we have no Satans and that. We're like Jewish people. And I think that might have something to do with it. And plus just we're patriotically loyal to our country. And I think that comes from the tribalness. The tribalness is you're loyal to your tribe. And so it's just sort of a matter of fact that you will take the point. And you don't worry about death so much. I had some real close calls. I got hit by a SAM, knocked an engine out. I've crashed a Phantom at the end of the runway. I've crashed an F-9. I've been shot 3 times. But death, so what? You know, you go on to the spirit world and the great spirit is there. And the great spirit is, we're not afraid. I'm not afraid of your great spirit. I think you're benevolent. And I guess that's the reason why the warrior, we don't get so worried about things. We just live our life and also be proud of yourself. It's very hard to be proud of yourself if you're a coward. You don't want to be a coward. You want to be a warrior, but be a good warrior. But that don't mean that you're cool, no torturing. We're not into that. That's wrong. So that's all we think. The war, when you were there in it, you're fighting for survival, and so you're also fighting to help save your you're such a lock-on to your fellow soldier or Marine. You're doing everything to protect him. So everything else is in the outside, is to protect. After you come back, you start to thinking about what you did. Now, with so many servicemen are going to Vietnam and they're seeing the congeniality, the openness of the Vietnamese people. Most all of us, I have a table at Crazy Horse Mountain and I sell my books, I'm an author. By and large, 90% of the veterans that come through that have been to Vietnam, they have an open, warm feeling and they see the crippled ones, the amputees, the burnt ones, and yet the people are very humanitarian towards our soldiers that go over there, and they treat you real well, feed you real well. So we have changed our mind about the war. I actually am glad that they won, but it's too bad that 56,000 people, and I blame that on John Foster Dulles for neglecting to meet with Ho Chi Minh and General Giap. They were wrong, Dulles and his cohorts. He should have met with them. We could have avoided the war. So anyway, we have changed our mind, most of us, about the war.
That was Ed McGaugh, veteran of the Korean and Vietnam Wars, at a special SDPB screening of Ken Burns' new documentary, The Vietnam War, in Custer this past June. McGaugh died Friday. At last check, services were pending. SDPB-TV's Dakota Life includes a feature on Ed McGaugh. The episode is scheduled to premiere on Thursday, September 7th at 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain.